Hey baby, what up though? It's your boy King Dane, and welcome to the podcast, Dark Skin and Handsome, the podcast about any and everything, because y'all already know I just be talking because I got lips. And if you notice, I made a couple of changes and I didn't say hashtag throne talk. I'm kind of dropping a throne talk. I'm going to do a little changing around, revamping. Do a little renovation, you know, get shit right, cracking. And y'all already know I'm back with another one, talking because I got lips, and I'm talking about some shit that you might want to motherfucking hear. I know y'all want to hear. Don't even trip. Just come and listen. Like, god damn. My birthday tomorrow and everything, too. Baby, I'm turning 31 on that ass, but jeez. Hold on. Hey, look, tell me why I'm on Facebook, man, to my business being great like I be and shit. I see this silly ass motherfucking status they're talking about. If you woke up the next morning, the opposite sex, what would you do? I see somebody, a female, talking about she was going to get some head to see what all the hype about. It's worth it. Go get you some head for sure and shit. But, man, if I ever woke up the next day a bitch and shit, or a female and shit, I might have to go get me an OnlyFans account. Fuck you mean and shit. They making money off that shit. Be on that bitch doing the most. Rock it up in one day and go back to being a dude and get all the money. Like, for real, that's what I'm gonna do. Go get me a OnlyFans account. Make me a Snapchat premium. Fuck you mean. And get paid. That's it. That's all I probably could do and shit. Sit around on some bored shit like the rest of these motherfuckers really be doing that shit. Females really don't be doing shit but sitting around bored. But for sure, I'm gonna make me a Snapchat premium and get paid. Y'all nigga, get paid. Yo, like I said, I'm about to talk about what I'm gonna talk about on this motherfucker. I'm gonna talk about a couple of things. All right, I'm going to jump right into it and shit. I'm going to just jump right into it. Like, still RIP Kobe. And it's still like, what, almost 2 weeks now. And this shit's still unbelievable. They still ain't had his, like, funeral or nothing. I ain't heard nothing about that. Nothing and shit. But, yeah, my birthday coming up tomorrow, February 12th. And then your boy out here getting old, but 30, it's been a good year for me. 30 been a great motherfucking year. Like, I done did so much motherfucking exciting things. Just like, took major steps in life. Especially to better myself. So I can only imagine what 31 about to be like. 30, I went out the country, I went on cruises, went on trips, moved out the state, moved to a different state. Met new different people, got new money. So I can only imagine what 31 about to be like. Cause I did my passport yesterday, finally. Credit going up, working on some other shit that I still got to get done. Get that shit up out the way. Easy. Got a couple of more trips planned and everything this year. So it's like, 31 about to be my motherfucking year, boy, because 30's about to be, I'm about to fuck the shit out of the 30's, like, take this shit, bitch. Speaking of fucking that shit, like, I'm so motherfucking tongue-tied and shit, like, who do Trojan make condoms for? Because them motherfuckers ain't fitting on nobody I see, or at least not me and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? That Magnum fucking stink like a motherfucker and shit. Like, you gotta start strapping it up in my 30s and shit now. And shit, I ain't young. I can't just keep playing myself like that, playing that Russian roulette. But My fucking Magnum stinks so motherfucking bad. And you know me, I ain't even about to hold y'all up. I'm Raw Dog King. I like to feel that feeling like, and nothing in between feeling. Especially if you like, suck my dick and I ate you out, like, why am I about to put a condom on? Like, whatever you got on the gut already and shit, I'm about to feel all that shit. Sincerely, a nasty nigga and shit, but nah, I real talk. Strap it up, I hear guys, strap it up. But still, who the fuck told you to make condoms for? Because I don't know, that motherfucker was like barely halfway on. There's another difference. I ain't about to get into it and all that and shit, because that's some wild shit right there. I really think that's some wild shit right there. Black History Month still. Y'all know who, like, the biggest Black History, like, influencer right now, still earning their time, still living? Master P. And this nigga Master P done did so much shit that motherfuckers would dream about. Like, damn. Yeah, especially coming from the ghetto or coming from where he from, the hood. So it's just like, that's dreams and inspiration and shit. Master P is a rapper, an actor, a former NBA player, food distributor, shoe designer, filmmaker, investor, author, philanthropist, label founder, record producer with a $200 million net worth. GOAT. This man lived 100 man's dreams in one lifetime. Celebrate this man. He is Black History. Shout out to Master P. Then he raising the king too. Or he raised the king with Lil Romeo and his other kids. So shout out Master P. Make good music, make good movies. That's a motherfucking stand up guy right there and shit. Somebody you look up to. I fuck with Diddy too. But like Master P, he can do every hood nigga dreams and shit. Especially with the NBA, soul, drugs, and rap. And been in movies and shit. Like, come on now. Especially just the NBA and shit. Like, I think P was in there. Yeah, I hear stories about Master P. I heard some stories about Master P, but how he had his own record label company. Not a company, but a record store, and that's how it all started. Did that with, like, I think the NBA money, but the NBA wasn't fucking with him. They heard his music. Like, yeah, you got to do something. One or the two, fam. And you ain't about to rap on this motherfucker all day. Oh. I know what I was about to say to y'all, tell y'all and shit. Over the weekend, it fucking snowed in Georgia. Like, snow. I woke up, and like, the day before, it was like some little flurries in the morning and shit. I'm like, okay then, this y'all snow out here? Then the next day, I see that, it's supposed to snow. But I ain't think nothing of it. Then the next day, I wake up, about a good maybe two inches, maybe three, covered everywhere and shit. I felt like I was at home. So, you know, I had to go see. The only place I'm like, I go to waterfall and shit to go to my peace. So then every time I'm at the waterfall, I'm like, shit, I wonder what this place will look like with some snow on it. And then sure enough, it snowed and I went to the waterfall. That bitch was sweet. And I didn't have enough snow that I wanted it to be, but that bitch still looks sweet. I got pictures on my IG, KingDame21, go check it out. But yeah, that was dope. It snowed in Georgia, and the city ain't get shut down, or everybody went crazy, how I was expecting to. But it was straight. I ain't even drive to the waterfall. I walked, because it's like a mile away from the crib, too. Then I knew I wasn't going to the gym, so I'm like, shit, I might as well get the mile in, 2 miles in, mile there, mile back. So I did that. Seen that, took a couple of pictures for y'all. Like I said, go check it out on my IG and go see all that shit. But yeah, I also see why motherfuckers starting to get kidnapped too. These black market prices is out here crazy. Like, they made me want to kidnap somebody and start chopping motherfuckers up and shit, because you know, for a long, you can get 200 $72,000, a kidney $138,700, a liver $137,000. I'm like, that's a lot of money for some skin. $8 per inch square feet. I'm like, what type of shit are they going on, like, and shit? That's why I'm like, oh, I see why they kidnapping people out here, sex trafficking and all that other shit. I kidnap somebody too and come up just off a fucking liver. Nah, I'm gonna want that kidney, boy, because that's where the money at, or the lung, that's where the money at. Everybody be smoking this shit, so I don't know how much money I get for them fucked up lungs. But yeah, I see that. Your boy Donald Trump, DT, y'all president. I'll be saying that motherfucking name and shit. He got acquitted. I think I talked about that on the last one and shit. But they found the nigga not guilty and shit. But I'm trying to impeach him. Motherfuckers knew he wasn't getting impeached, period. Like, come on now, like. Then it's his last year in office anyway, hopefully, which I don't believe, because these Democrats, they still don't know what the fuck they doing. Then they ain't even coming together, working on the solution. They just trying to beat him. It's just like, y'all trying to beat him for, okay, then what y'all going to do when y'all get in office? I'm not trying to hear most of the shit they talking about, because they don't sound like no legit plan and shit. But I can't say y'all president got my pockets fat. Like, my pocket's fat enough so I can just get up and go on a plane tomorrow morning and just go to Miami or go wherever I want to go to. But other than that, nah, they acquitted your boy. So he ain't getting impeached. He's still in office. But Nancy Pelosi, however you say her last name, she ain't fucking with that nigga at all. He did like a State of the Union announcement or the other day or last week. She tore that motherfucking speech up in front of that nigga. Like, nigga, was you for real all on camera? But I see motherfucking them Republicans. You know, they heated. They mad. They mad about that and shit. But they ain't mad about this nigga mocking handicapped people and shit, or disabled people, or disability people and shit. It's just like, come on now. All this shit y'all president did, y'all mad at her for ripping up the nigga's speech. I might want to read that shit if he about to talk about it. What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, I better go ahead and kick rock with that monkey shit. That boy DT out there feeling like T Grizzly and shit. Have you ever fought for your life? Trial back to back, bitch. I'm to a no. That nigga free. He ain't playing around with y'all niggas and shit, but. Now, Corona shit starting to get serious and shit. I got people coming up missing. Dying, like the doctor who first warned people about it, he died. And the journalist who spoke out about the corona, he went missing days after the doctor died. The doctor, he was like 34, motherfucker was young. But the journalist, his family say he missing, and that's probably like somebody trying to shut him the fuck up. I bet China is trying to shut him the fuck up, especially after people in China trying to get their free speech going over on the online and stuff like that and stuff. But that virus didn't kill more than 800 people, mostly in the mainland of China. It's like 14 people got affected in the United States, but ain't nobody died. But it's like, yeah, mainly in China, people are dying. It's like, it's sick, it's crazy, it's wild. And it's like, they say it's worse than the SARS epidemic that happened before, so. But then when they tell you how you can get rid of it, it's just like, wash your hands, don't touch your mouth and eyes, and just like shit, like a regular common cold, like I said before. So just like that. But then, I don't see how they saying this new. This is like, I don't know, they're not really saying that's new. They'll just like, because Lysol, like I said, Lysol, and they had it on the back of their shit forever. So could you just spray a human down and call it a day? Could you? I don't know. But then I've seen a video of how they built that hospital up in 10 days and still supposed to be building on some more by the end of the week. And I'm like, that's some sick, crazy shit. More than, what, 4,000 people helped build that? over 1,000 rooms or 800, 600 rooms, something like that. It's a lot. It's big. And that's, for them to build a hospital that quick and shit, that's deep. That's why I be telling y'all, them Chinese people is aliens for real and shit. Even though I'm 25%. I'm not no motherfucking alien. I promise y'all that on everything. So, let's get that alien shit up out that. Up out of here. Well, with me. But, I was reading something about, a boy. Fucked up too. This boy, he was like young as hell, got convicted of a crime that he didn't even do. Then he like the youngest to ever get sentenced doing it. George Stanley, yeah, I know I can't read and shit, but I don't know. Stanley Jr. was the youngest person to be sentenced to death in the 20th century in the United States. He was only 14 years old when he was executed in an electric chair. During his trial on the day of his execution, he always carried his Bible in his hand, claiming his innocence. He was accused of killing two white girls at age 11 and 7. The body was found near a house where he lived. His trial was only 2 hours, and dictation only took 10 minutes, which consists of all white jurors. His parents were threatened and prevented from being present in the courtroom and were even expelled from the city. Before the execution, he spent 81 days in prison and was not allowed any visitors. He was held in solitary 80 miles away from his home. An attendant hearing his y'all ain't got my glasses on, that's why I'm fucking up. And attending his hearing without a lawyer or his parents, he was electrocuted with 5,380 volts of electricity. And it said, 70 years later, his innocence was finally proven by the judge of South Carolina. It was found that someone set him up solely because he was black. May his innocence rest in peace. And you gotta think, that's back in 1944. He died June 16, 1944, at the age of 14. That's crazy. And just because he was black, and they accused him of some shit. But it's like, I ain't gonna say times are saying it's kind of still the same and shit, but it changed. But I ain't gonna say it's still like, instead of them, like, convicting people, like, they just doing it themselves in the streets nowadays and stuff. And it's like, can't be doing shit like that. But, Ms. Young Rose, I cannot talk, y'all. I don't know. I'm fucking up. I did read something else that was kind of weird, too. A Russian historian. Now, I ain't even going to tell y'all about this shit because it's kind of creepy and shit. And I still got to go to sleep, so. But that's some scary shit right there. I ain't about to read that one to y'all and stuff. But I ain't talking about too much stuff, so I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all have y'all night, day, morning, whatever the case may be. But before I let y'all go, you gotta know how dope you are without validation, congratulation, or celebration. That's the key. With that being said, y'all stay up like a little smile, make a difference, and tell everybody y'all heard Dame Romaine, a.k.a. King Dame, a.k.a. the birthday boy, a.k.a. that motherfucker making black history every day, a.k.a. the greatest, a.k.a. Nah, I'm just playing, it's just Dame. Smile, make a difference, stay up like a layup, hey baby, I'm out.